How is that possible? Dusty.
Then Dusty. You discovered a new creature in the ground.
Welcome to I Tell My Husband the News. I'm Shannon Ray Green, a journalist at USA Today. Each week, I catch my husband up on all the stories he may have missed. He doesn't really like to read or watch the news, so I'm pretty much his sole news source. It's a big responsibility. My husband, Dusty Terrell, is a local comedian in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks for being here, Dusty.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
Hey, Dusty, how was your weekend?
It was great.
We had a weekend at home.
Yeah, that was nice for a change.
Right. And you and I walked in the Reston MS walk.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was a beautiful day outside. A great event that they put on.
Such a good cause.
And my favorite thing is it's like 2 miles from my home. So I don't even have to wake up too early and drive somewhere real far. It was still earlier than I like to wake up, but, you know.
That's for sure.
You can't win them all.
That's just a given that you don't want to be awake before 9 a.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah. Why make walks a morning thing? It's a dusk thing, if you ask my opinion.
It gets too cold then.
Maybe. We also did our taxes this weekend.
That's right. I'm so glad that those are done now.
Barely in enough time. Usually I like to try to make that a March activity, but we had a busy March.
We did. We went on vacation. We just had a lot of fun in March.
Yeah.
So we got no new reviews this past week and no new tweets.
You know what, Shannon? I think we should just say thank you again to Big Al Murphy. That's right. Big Al Murphy, you get two thank yous.
Double
2 weeks in a row.
The thanks.
If you don't want Big Al Murphy to keep getting thank yous, maybe you should write us a review.
This is an interesting tactic you've taken on here.
Yeah.
It's a new one.
Yeah.
It's good.
Thanks.
Gets my stamp of approval on it.
Appreciate it.
So you can review us on Apple Podcasts. Let us know what you think. You can also review on Stitcher.com. And let us know if you've reviewed us on any other site. Just send us a tweet. You can tweet me at Shannon Ray Green.
And I'm at Dusty Terrell.
And you can always do the old-fashioned thing. Drop us a line on email, electronic mail. It's itellmyhusbandthenews@usatoday.com. This ancient whale had four legs, hooves, and could live on land or in water, a study says.
No, Shannon. That's called an elephant, I think. That's not a whale.
That's instantly where your head goes.
This ancient whale, I also heard, had roots, grew out of the ground, and had leaves.
But living in water is not something elephants can do. This was written by my colleague Ryan W. Miller. He writes, "The fossil of an ancient four-legged whale with hooves uncovered in Peru gives scientists new insights into the evolution of the aquatic mammals. This is all according to research that was published last Thursday. An international team of paleontologists made the discovery in a coastal desert in southern Peru in 2011 and have since named the ancient whale Perigocetus pacificus, meaning the traveling whale that reached the Pacific. Oliver Lambert of the Royal Belgian Institute of Natural Sciences said in a statement, quote, "This is the first indisputable record of a quadrupedal whale skeleton for the whole Pacific Ocean, probably the oldest for the Americas and the most complete outside of India and Pakistan," unquote.
I don't feel like I was given the chance to dispute.
That is just your response whenever you hear the word indisputable.
Yeah, I should have been notified sooner and I have some disputes.
But what is your accreditation for disputes?
Practically zero.
So why should you be notified?
Okay, that's fair. You may continue.
The research published in the peer-reviewed journal Current Biology describes the 42.6 million-year-old animal as being able to live on both land and water. The ancient whale was roughly 13 feet long, and its hooves were located on the tips of its fingers and toes, the study says. The animal also likely had webbed appendages. Researchers described an animal that likely moved in the water similar to an otter. The study shows that it found that based on its bone structure and tail vertebrae. Lambert told Reuters, quote, "We think that it was feeding in the water and that its underwater locomotion was easier than that on land," unquote. The study says that cetaceans, the group of aquatic mammals including species of dolphins and whales, evolved some 50 million years ago from hoofed mammals with four legs from South Asia. The animals slowly traveled from there toward northern Africa, and the study says that eventually they got to North America, but fossil evidence on when and how they reached the Americas remains incomplete. With the discovery of the ancient whale along Peru's west coast, the scientists say the animals likely reached South America by crossing the southern Atlantic from western Africa. The study says that the distance between the two continents was also shorter at that time in Earth's history, further supporting that theory. Once reaching South America, the study says the whales then likely moved to North America. The team says it plans to continue digging in Peru for more fossils of ancient whales and dolphins to better understand their evolution.
I think that might have been a famous part of Moby Dick where Captain Ahab was just like, oh, watch out for the hooves. I think that might be a direct quote.
Do you feel like this is potentially a Loch Ness situation?
Definitely. All situations are potentially Loch Ness situations, Shannon. It's hard to picture the creature that you described.
Do you want to see a picture?
There's a picture on the website.
Yeah. Go to usatoday.com and search ancient whale. And this is what will come up for you. A video and a photo of kind of this animal that's got some teeth, almost looking like it has an extended snout. And it's got webbed hooves, it looks like, and a tail for swimming.
Yeah, so I looked at it. It kind of looks like a big alligator. So, ancient alligator? Whale? I'm not so sure. Seems like they found a alligator.
Again, you're not a scientist.
And then they just said, oh, I found an ancient whale, everybody. Don't look too closely, but ancient whale over here.
You don't know anything about the tonnage, the width.
I'm not a paleontologist.
So you should just stop talking right now.
I'm not a scientist, but I'll tell you what I do have.
Okay.
And that's a pair of eyes.
Dusty.
And I've seen whales before.
And your eyes are mistaken.
And I've seen alligators before.
You don't think your eyes can be mistaken.
That's an alligator.
You're looking at a sketch and you're only seeing a small online picture. You haven't spent a lot of time studying it. Don't you think that these scientists are the experts here?
I think that maybe these scientists have never seen an alligator before.
Oh my gosh, that's so ridiculous.
They spent so much time with their paleontology that they forgot to investigate what a modern day alligator looks like.
I don't know how I can like scoff at you harder.
What if you were a scientist, Shannon?
All right, I'm getting ready for this. I need to take a deep breath.
You'd never seen an alligator before.
How is that possible? Dusty.
And then
Dusty.
You discovered a new creature in the ground.
No.
And you're just like, oh, probably an ancient whale.
Dusty, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
You don't know how big it is. You don't really have a full concept of how big it is.
You're right.
You have the length, but not width and height.
I think there's more to being a whale than
being big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say the first thing I think of when I think whale, I think gigantic creature who only lives in the ocean, does not walk up on land.
Totally.
And this creature breaks that, number one.
Well, maybe the creature is surviving on plankton. You do not know.
First thing I think of when I think alligator, I think large creature who can go in the water or be on land? That's like the first thing you see when you see this creature. So, I mean, again, I'm no scientist.
You are not. You are not.
But I'm probably right on this one.
I mean, I wish we could tweet at them or something. Like, had you considered?
Had you considered? We should just send them a picture of an alligator. Is this not what you found?
Amazon Internet? Filings show company working on high-speed satellite internet service.
Someday Amazon's going to own everything, Shannon.
This was written by my colleague Eli Blumenthal. He writes, Alexa's internet connection could soon come from Amazon? According to filings with the International Telecommunications Union, first spotted by GeekWire, the company lays out plans for putting 3,236 satellites in low Earth orbit with the goal of providing internet around the world. In a statement to USA Today, the company confirmed the plans, dubbed Project Kuiper. The company said, quote, Project Kuiper is a new initiative to launch a constellation of low Earth orbit satellites that will provide low latency, high speed broadband connectivity to unserved and underserved communities around the world. This is a long term project that envisions serving tens of millions of people who lack basic access to broadband internet. We look forward to partnering on this initiative with companies that share this common vision, unquote. The Kuiper name seems to be after Gerard Kuiper, a Dutch-born astronomer who in 1951 suggested that some comets originate from a region outside Neptune, an area now known as the Kuiper Belt. Amazon would not be the first major company to explore space internet. SpaceX detailed its plans in 2016 for a satellite internet service across the, quote, contiguous United States, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, unquote, since expanding the plans to cover the Earth. Other companies, including Facebook, are working on their own satellite internet plans. Amazon's foray into space wouldn't be the first for founder Jeff Bezos. The billionaire is also the founder of private aerospace company Blue Origin. It is unclear if Blue Origin will be providing the rockets behind Project Kuiper. The company is currently working with Canadian satellite internet company Telesat on LEO, Telesat's own low-Earth orbit satellite internet endeavor that also aims to provide high-speed internet around the world. Amazon says it will, quote, look at all options, unquote, for partners for the new service, adding that it is, quote, too early to say, unquote, on if one of those partners will be Blue Origin. The company also isn't divulging much on timing, telling USA Today that, quote, it would be premature to get into specifics. This is a long-term project and it will be years before the service is available, unquote.
So let me get this straight. They have artificial intelligence, Alexa. And then they want to launch satellites that will span the globe that will power this artificial intelligence. They probably should have just called it Skynet, right? I mean, this is... How is that not Terminator?
I laugh because I'm afraid.
Yeah, we are all doomed. Someone should put a stop to this. Hopefully, our only hope is that they invent time traveling technology and somebody from the future comes and puts a stop to Bezos.
I fear this is getting a little dark and I fear this might be getting a little libelous.
Bezos even sounds like the name of someone who invented the Terminator.
Can you just say on the mic that you're joking?
I mean, for fear of mine in your own life, yeah, I'm totally joking. Under no duress would I ever say anything bad about Jeff Bezos and Supreme Ruler Amazon.
I think it's interesting to try to figure out a solution for getting internet to people who don't have it right now. You know, I feel like we are privileged to have access to the internet.
Yeah, internet's great. I recommend it.
And I think that these satellite internet, I guess, technological solutions, the idea is that they can get to areas that are too remote for internet access.
my recommendation would be internet for all people, but not a single robot.
Well, that ship has sailed.
Not one of them. I don't trust them with it.
It's that ship has sailed,
it's
Dusty.
Too powerful.
And last today, we've got the lightning fast headline roundup. Does Dusty care about these stories in the slightest? Here we go.
Sears opening new stores rather than closing.
That makes sense. You know, when you run out of stores to close, you got to open some more so that you can then close those as well.
Check out Schwarzenegger's new Terminator look.
Did he just dress up like Jeff Bezos?
First ever photo of a black hole to be unveiled.
I don't know what they're talking about. I have plenty of pictures of a black hole because I've taken pictures of your mouth. Ooh.
Celine Dion on Life After Husband. I am the boss.
When talking about I Tell My Husband the News, Shannon says, I'm the boss.
Because I'm telling him. Snapchat brings games to communication platform.
I like games.
Yeah, you do.
Still probably not going to download Snapchat, though.
I love it. Reports say that Amazon is working on an AirPods rival.
When Alexa becomes sentient, that's how she's going to control all of us.
Smart home gadgets give off radiation. Should you worry?
No more than you should from all the other radiation you're around literally all the time.
Cheers. Bottle mimosas go on sale at Aldi on Wednesday.
I'm not paying somebody for just going through the trouble of pouring orange juice and champagne together, Shannon.
You can do that yourself.
I can do that myself. There's very few things I can do myself. And that's one of them.
Don't take that away from my husband.
Don't take that away.
Ice cream recalled due to undeclared almond.
They could ship all that ice cream to my house. I have no such allergy and would appreciate a bunch of free ice cream.
Little Red Rooster Ice Cream Company is recalling about 26,000 pints of its Not a Moo strawberry cheesecake non-dairy frozen dessert because they may contain an undeclared allergen, almond.
Non-dairy frozen dessert is not ice cream, Shannon. They should be recalling it. Because it's not ice cream.
You really don't like that when frozen dessert is promoted as if it's something beyond frozen dessert.
Next week on I Tell My Husband the News. Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it's called the news.
I Tell My Husband the News is part of the USA Today podcast network. New episodes come out every Monday. If you want to check out other podcasts from all across the USA Today network, just go to podcasts.usatoday.com or find them wherever you listen to podcasts like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.